friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of halachic talmudic methodology. Shiur should be a special source for Moshe ben Peshedina and for Mordechai ben Sara and Leah Nishmas Ephraim ben Shmuel, or Mars Esther bas Reb Shmuel, Mars Alta Chana bas Meir Zev, Maris Chana bas Reb Tzukiyana. And we have been discussing the union of Din and Metzias, Midyat Aleph and Amidus Lechaker Halacha, Rav Amiel. We are in Ost HaZayin, and we've been discussing the difference between Mishpat and Isser V'Heter, that these are two different realms. There's the legalistic realm, and then there's the permitted and forbidden realm, which are two different realms, and never the twain shall meet. So he says, La'ashlamas Hatzir, to complete the picture of Bein, to distinguish between Mitzvah and Mishpat, we have the Machlokas Rashi Tosin Bava Kama. There the Gemara relates that David HaMelech had a Shaila from the Sanhedrin. The various approaches as to what his Shaila was. According to Rav Huna, his Shaila was that the Plishtim are hiding in these piles of barley. So he allowed to burn the whole pile in order to burn the Plishtim together with it. L'hatzil atzmo v'mamon chaveiro. And they told him that it's Osir, but since you're a king, you have special rights as a king. Melech paritz go geder lasis lo derech. So then the Gemara says that bishlem alamandar mikli, that according to Mandar, there are various opinions, but according to Mandar, we just learned that David HaMelech wanted to burn this gadish, burn this pile. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk vayisyatziv betocha chelka vayatzileo, that this gibor, he told David the psak din of the Sanhedrin, saved this pile of barley. Rashi says, how did he save it? That David shalais refuah, that David didn't burn it, since it's asur lahatz melatz mamon chavera. And Tosis has a different understanding. Tosis says it's pashut that he was allowed to burn it. Shaila was, does he have to pay for it when he burns it? So we see that according to Rashi, even though pikoach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula, but it's not docha the yisur of masik. But how can this be? That pikoach nefesh, which is docha lav mishish ben misa v'karis, is not docha stamen avera, that you can even fix by meitav sedeo, meitav karmo yishalim, by paying. Unless we say, like we've been saying until now, in the previous shiurim, that mitzvah l'chud and mishpat l'chud, mitzvah comes alone and mishpat comes alone. They're two different realms. So the moment of one's friend is a davar sheva mitzias. In other words, klape, someone who doesn't own this moment, it's as if the moment doesn't exist. And the pikuach nefesh is only docha the din, but it's not Mishana, the Etzem HaMetzias. It might be Docha the Din, Pikuach Nefesh, but not the Metzias. And Mitzad the Metzias, this field doesn't belong to him. So David HaMelech can't burn this field if he weren't the king, because it's like it doesn't exist for him. That's our issue, that's our meat of Din and Metzias. This field for Klape him, vis-a-vis him, is not a Metzias, and therefore he can't burn it. If it were just a question of Isser V'Heter, of course you can do an Aveira to save yourself. But not when we are in the realm of Metzias, and Klape David HaMelech, this field is not a Metzias. Now, even according to Tosfos, who says that you can burn down the field, Shalos, if you have to pay, they also hold of this distinction. Because according to Tosfos, as we've been discussing, Lo Sigzol is not just an Isser, it's a Musag Mishpati. It's a legal concept. And otherwise, why would he have to pay? If Lo Sigzol weren't a legal concept, if Lo Sigzol were just a matter of Isser V'Heter and was not a legal concept, why would he have to pay? Saving his life is Docha the Isser, so the Isser is out, he burned the field down, Shalom Yisrael, why does he have to pay? The answer is Mitzad the Isser of Mazik, he's allowed to be Mazik, his friend, to save himself. But mitzad mishpat, he has to pay. As long as you pay, there's no miscarriage of justice, there's no aval mishpati, so he's paying. And that's why Tosfos holds you have to pay. So as far as burning down the field, that's mitzvah and averus. So mitzvahs and averus, it's doche, you can burn it down. But he still has to pay because he's chayv mitzad mishpat. And Rashi holds even more, he can't even burn it down, because klape him, it's not even the field isn't even a metzias. Now we see that if somebody is chayav misa l'shamayim, he's still patur l'shalei mamon. Why would that be? They should be two different realms. Aveira and mishpat. For example, if somebody burns down his friend's haystack and he kills an eved, so since he's chayav misa l'shamayim, he's patur on the haystack. Why shouldn't he be chayav on the payment, on the mamon? Bavakama, Hazori Kreitz, Bishabis, four Amos, and on the way over it rips some Shirayim. He's Pater, because Akir is Litzarach Hanacha. It's all one Amaisa. And he's Pater, but why is he Pater? Just because Chayav Misa Lashamayim, but Mitzara Mishpati should be Chayav. So the answer is, as many Achronim explain, that in Kimlei Ravine, it's not the Avera that Pater's Mimam, it's the Onesh that's connected to the Avera. And onesh is a musag mishpati, because ba'onshim, as we're hopefully going to explain later in a different shir, the based in themselves carry this chiyuv mitzaru bi'ar tahara mikirbecha. V'zeo bevaday rak musag mishpati. They have a legal obligation to punish this person. And therefore, since it's in the realm of mishpat, it's legalistic, they have a legal obligation to punish this person. That is doche, kim lebi ramine. That overrides, so to speak, the iser mamon. He doesn't have to pay the mamon. You write the mamon as a mishpat, that he has to pay mamon. But that's overridden by the mishpat of the beis din to punish him. And that greater punishment, it nullifies the smaller punishment. And you can't say they're two different realms, because they're both in the realm of mishpat. Continues the Rav, now we're on Os Yudches. We did Tazayin and Yudzayin. Psiat Dishmayim. Kol din kamu ba'al eze mitziut. Every din comes on top of some type of reality. Be'ofen shetamid ha-din talui ba-mitziut v'lo ha-mitziut tluya ba-din. In such a way that the din always depends on the mitzius, and the mitzius is not dependent on the din. Klomar, she'efshar lanu l'tzayer ta-mitziut gam b'li ha-din. We can picture a situation where there'd be a mitzias without a din. We can't picture a situation where there'd be a din without a mitzias. The din always has to start with a mitzias. However, like every cloud, there's a yotze min haklal. The dafka yidei din, it's considered a mitzias, and otherwise it's not considered a mitzias. L'mashal, tmura is considered a mitziut ma'asit. With his dibur, don't say that tmura is a lav shem bo maisa. There is a maisa. What's the maisa? The dibur. With his dibur, he does a maisa. Ubevaday sham kol mitziut ha-maasit shebezeba mitzad adin shel tmura shediburo kayam. The whole mitzias of tmura, that the animal becomes holy, is because of his dibur. It's because of the din that his dibur counts. ומובן ששם אם לא הייתה גזירת הכתוב והיהו מתמורתו קודש לא היה יכול רב להגיד בזה לא מהני והי דלקי משום דבר הממרה דרחמנה. And it's understood that if there was no gzeirus hakosuf of the animal becoming holy, Rava couldn't say lo mahani, and that it's not effective, and that he gets malchus is because he's over on what the Torah says. Ki mayinu minichim b'zeh shelo mahani harei ein ma'aseh. There, if you say lo mahani, it's not even a ma'isa. If there was no gzeiros hakosuf of a hayahu tumurasu yeh kodesh, saying that the animal becomes kodesh, then Rava couldn't say that it's not effective, and the reason he gets malchus is because he's over on what the Torah says. No, it's not true, because if we would assume that lo mahani, that it's not effective what he does, then there's no longer a maisa in the absence of Xeris HaKatzev Vayu Tumurasu Yakod Vayu Tumurasu Kodesh. Because the whole maisa is predicated on the din. Vayu Tumurasu Yakodesh. Vayidei kach tityashev gam akushya. שמקשים על דברי הרמב״ם שכתב במוכר מעשר לא עשה כלום ולא קנה לוקח לפי כך אינו לוקה. The Rambam paskins that if someone sells a meiser behemah, he didn't do anything and the lokech isn't kone, and therefore he doesn't get malchus. והלוקן פסק כרבה שבכל מקום אי אביד לא מהני ובכל זאת לקי. So here he's passing like Rava, that if he did it, it's not effective, so the sale is not a good sale. And nevertheless, despite the fact that he says lo mahani, that the sale is not a sale, he gets malchus. And why does he get malchus? Mishum da amar avar memer derachmana. וגם כאן היינו צריכים להגיד שאף פי שלא קנה לוקח בכל זאת יוקם משום דבר ממר רחמנה. If he's passing like Rava that lo mahani, Taurus is not to do it, it's not done, so it's not done. Therefore, and it should be like Rava that it's not effective, but he gets malchus because he's over on what the Taurus says. Because Rava holds that you get malchus, and the Rambam paskins that you're not getting malchus. So if the Rambam's passing like Rava that lo mahani, the Rambam should also say that he gets malchus just like Rava. It's lo mahani, but he gets malchus because he's over a member of the Rachmana. Achkan lenu yesh achkan yesh lenu tziura yesh lenu tziura ze ki akinyan kishula atzmo kamo kinyan sudar b'chadome. אין בזה מעשה מצד הפעולה שבזה אלא מצד דין קניין. וגם כאן הציור שלו הדין בא מתוך המציאות המעשית אל להפך. המציאות המעשית מתהוות מתוך הדין. So a קניין כשולה עצמו like a קניין סודר וכדומה. There's no מעשה מצד הפעולה אלא מצד דין קניין. And here also the ציור is that the din doesn't come from a מציאס. The Metzius comes from the din. And Mimele, you can't say lo mahani and you get malchus because over a member Rachmana, because since there's no din, there's no Metzius. He didn't do anything. There's no maisa. Since the din is that lo asaklum, turns out that he didn't do anything because the Metzius comes from the din. So since there's no din of since there's no Metzius of Mechira, therefore there's no Malchus. Because the Metzius comes from the Din. And the Din is that there's no Mechira, and therefore there's no Metzius of a Mechira, and therefore there's no Malchus. Okay, sweet friends, we have obviously many more thousands of things to say about this inyan of Metzius V'din and other related topics. And B'tziyata D'shmai, B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir. And in this shir, we were zochah to see some big yisodos, but the difference between Mishpat and Isser V'heter, understand Kim Lev D'Rabi Minei, is not because of the Maisa Avera, because the Onesh, which is a Musag Mishpati, and therefore a larger Onesh can cancel out a smaller Onesh, because they're both Mishpatim. The larger Onesh can cancel out a payment, because they're both Mishpatim. We learn that normally the Din is Tali in the Metzias, but sometimes the Metzias is Tali in the Din. And sweet friends, we reached the Osiyot Hes, and hopefully we will be able to continue next time. Shalom, shalom, ahuvah, yedidai, morai, babotai.